Good morning. Welcome to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. I hope everybody's having a great weekend.
It is a great weekend. The weather's warming up a little bit, and no more snow in the forecast.
Yeah, knock on wood. Let's hope that stays out.
Right.
And, you know, Dustin Vlasic with Golden Oak Lending is normally joining us, but he's on a little vacation for a few days. I think he'll be arriving back this weekend.
Yeah, well-deserved vacation.
Yeah.
He's been a busy guy.
He has been busy. It's swamped right now in real estate, but we are lucky to have the next best thing with James and Sean with Golden Oak Lending joining us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
How does it feel when Tracy says the next best thing to Dustin?
Well, Dustin's our loan officer. Like, that's very important.
Wow. Well, we got the president and executive vice president right
here.
Yeah,
but I talk to Dustin all the time.
I know.
Hey, we're only as good as our front line.
Isn't that the truth?
I mean, if he's not doing a good job, that reflects on us. And luckily,
they're good with it.
He's doing a fantastic job.
We love that you have that opinion that our people are great. So that's fantastic.
Well, we got a good opinion of all your people because we see anniversary after anniversary after anniversary going on and on Facebook with all the employees that work for your office there years after year. And with some of these people, 10, 15 years or so, I mean, that's a long time.
Yeah, our operations staff is all very tenured and deep, and we have literally no turnover. So that's a testament to how our operations runs and how they interact well with our sales staff.
And that's what I love the most when we see those posts and see all, you know, happy celebrating 10 years at Golden Oak. I mean, that's really something because let's get real. In the real estate industry, this is a tough gig.
Right.
You know, Rick and I have to be careful ourselves because your office personnel, you know, really they're dealing with some of the worst parts of real estate and don't always get the credits they deserve because they're on the back end and they're not out there in the public eye. They're not the loan officer. So to see all of your office staff and personnel there for such a long time, that's a huge statement because there's a lot of turnover in the real estate industry.
Absolutely. And that you know, that's a big point that you make there because you don't want some new underwriter working on a file that doesn't understand income. I mean, our underwriting staff, I think our junior underwriter that we have has been with our company for over 10 years. So
that's
it was
great.
Ingrown. And then next to her, everybody else has 10 plus years of experience. So you've got a lot of confidence in the underwriter's ability. Our processors are the same way. You know you're going to have somebody that's an expert working on your loan.
Right. We got 10 years in the real estate industry. That's real experience.
Right.
And I think that one of our clients I know is working with Dustin right now, and he was saying that he had uploaded his documents through your Zipline program.
Yes.
And he said, I think I put too much in there because Dustin was like, that's enough. I don't need any more. But he was like, it's such a easy to use, convenient process. You upload the documents. He's like, I had them all ready. I'm up late at night. Then I'm done and I'm moving on.
We're so excited about the Zipline app that and that's really what we wanted to talk about today because it makes it so easy. Like you said, it's so easy. He's entering too much information in, but that's good for the customer. We don't want there to be any barrier to you being able to get that home that you want. If we can make it as easy and as fast as possible, that's what the Zipline is there for. So, and the other great thing about it is it's backed up by a loan officer. And with a lot of these online apps that you see, when you put information in and it gives you a decision, you don't know if you put the wrong information in. Maybe you checked the box wrong. Maybe you didn't calculate your income correctly. Every person that goes through Zipline, there's a loan officer on the back end that's going through that file. And you can either call in and talk to them, or you can keep doing everything, you know, like Josh was doing, uploading things online. You can do it that way. Whatever is easier for you, we have the ability to do the loan that way. But you do have the confidence of knowing there's an expert on the back end that's double-checking your information. And if they see, hey, I might be able to get you approved for a little bit more house if we make this change, they're going to give you a call and let you know.
And explain to people, what is Zipline for people that don't know?
Well, Zipline is our online application that we've been working on for 18 months. We just launched it on January 14th. And you can actually go straight from your phone to our website, goldenoaklending.com, click on Apply Now. There's a Zipline logo right there. You click Apply Now, and you can do the whole process right from your couch in the evening after you've done with work and the kids. I mean, we had people that were applying during the Super Bowl.
Right.
So it's any time that you want to apply, you can go on, put all your information in, apply. Then we can actually send you the documents online through this portal for you to e-sign. And then you can upload all of your information securely. It's as easy as taking a picture of your paycheck stub with your phone. You just take the picture, click upload, it goes right into our system, and you don't have to do anything more.
Which is huge, because not everybody has a scanner. Not everybody even knows how to operate a scanner. I mean, Rick goes and buys a new one all the time, and I'm like, it's like a scientist trying to figure out all this stuff. So I'm like, just take this and make it come to my eval. But to take a photo with your phone, and boom, you're done. It's there. And we should say, you know, we spoke, and you'll hear later, actually, in this show, in segment three, we'll be having a client on that's actually using Golden Oak, and we got their home under contract so quickly this weekend that it was incredible. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about, too, is the importance of, you know, having a good local loan officer, especially when you're dealing with multiple offers, because their home, for example, we had 5 or 6 offers last weekend on it, and that was the number one thing I looked at, because all of the offers were so similar. And you know, for me, it's about how is it going to get done? Like, I'm looking at loan pre-approvals
right.
with mortgage companies I've never heard of in other states. And that does not make me feel good, because, you know, I don't know these people. And I know all I know is my own experiences when I've had deals like that in the past, and I don't forget them. So for me, I'm like, if I can't go touch them, like, I don't want to work with them, because this is your largest investment. You want to get to the closing table. So obviously it's the client's decision and they review them all, but I'm going to give them my advice and be like, if I were you, I would look at these local lenders, and it's also the loan amount. You know, how much money are they putting down, the earnest money deposit? But the lender is a big deal. So although our buyer had, when we met him, had already been approved with 2 other places, I told him at the time, that's fine if you choose to go with them, but I'd like you to at least talk to some loan officers that we work with as well, compare them. I'm like, it's not all about what people say on the phone. It's also about that connection. Can you go meet that person and talk to them? I mean, I know his loan's going to close. I'm not worried about that. But at the end of the day, it's also about you're a team, you're working together, you want to have that connection. And as I told him, it's going to matter who your lender is. When you go buy that house you're wanting, and you may be in a competing offer situation, and you want to have a strong pre-approval letter, because that can make the difference of you getting that house or not.
Yeah, that's absolutely so true. And that's a great thing about Zipline. You have the ease of doing it from your home, or you can do it at 2 a.m. in the morning. We have a lot of people that apply overnight. They might work second shift. But you also have a local expert behind that's working on your loan. So however you choose to communicate with them, whether it's all through the portal, a phone call, or you come into our office right here in Westport, all those options are available for you, and you've got that expert backing you up to make sure your loan does close.
Yeah.
You do have a beautiful office in Westport, I have to say, and it is an outstanding facility. However, your lenders will go wherever their clients are, wherever they need to be.
Absolutely.
So that's the thing. I hear a lot of people say, hey, where are they located? It really doesn't matter if they're local, exactly where they're located, because your lender is going to be wherever you need them to be, and I think that's important.
Absolutely, and that's the whole thing about buying a house. We want the buying of the house to be the memorable experience, not all the hassles that you had through to go through to get your financing. Yes, the financing's important. We take it very seriously, and we make it happen, but we don't want that to be the focal point of the experience. The experience is finding that dream home, getting the offer in, getting it, you know, accepted, and ultimately getting the deal that you wanted, and the financing. Fast, easy, convenient. That's why we're here.
That's right. And for some people out there that may not be all about tech, don't even want to use a computer, that's no problem as well, because Golden Oak has no problem coming to your home, you coming to their office, meeting you or walking you through the process themselves online of how to set it up. It's very simple. You know, anyone can do it, but they're there to accommodate you in any way that you feel more comfortable. Some people are still old school and don't like to go online with their documents, but it's very safe and secure.
Oh, yeah. We've spent a lot, like I said, about 18 months developing this to make sure that the portal is secure, everything you do in there. You have to have an email address and a password to start the process so that it's locked and nobody else can access it.
And how do people get to Zipline to check it out?
GoldenOakLending.com. It's really easy. Right there at the top, it says Apply Now. There's the Zipline logo. And once you start the process, I think it takes about 7-8 minutes to fill out
the
information. And then you'll be in process right away, and somebody will be in contact with you to get you your pre-approval letter.
Well, you will not be disappointed. Golden Oak Lending does a terrific job. Again, Dustin Flasick is our loan officer at Golden Oak, takes great care of our clients. If you're out and about this weekend, pick up a copy of the Tracy Ellis magazine. You'll see two pages inside with information about Golden Oak Lending, and all of their contact information is there as well. I think we're going to have a very busy spring market. I mean, it's in really crazy right now. I mean, my phone's been blowing up all week. Buyers just are so excited, I think, because they've been waiting for inventory, and it seems like it's finally breaking free. So
you know, that brings up a good point, Tracy, too, is that a lot of people don't realize the interest rates have dropped in the last 3 months. So if you got a pre-approval from, say, October, November, and you're waiting for that right opportunity to put in a contract, you might want to get a new pre-approval because you can actually afford more home today than you could 3 or 4 months ago.
That's a great point.
That is a great point. I was reading something the other day, and maybe you can confirm or deny it, but it looked like, from what I was reading, it looked like interest rates are projected to possibly even go below 4%.
That's true. The uncertainty of Brexit and the things that are happening in Europe is causing the rates to come down. You never know what's going to happen that could trigger that, but everybody, all the experts right now are saying that it's going to continue moving downwards.
Interesting.
And I can't stress enough, you have to have a current, up-to-date pre-approval. I think people get a little too comfortable and don't take them seriously as they should, especially with the way the market is right now, low inventory and multiple offers on these properties. You better have a good, strong pre-approval. You know, I've got some this past weekend that were $20,000 below the price. I'm like, look, I'm not going to just take your word for it that it's good when I have multiple offers. I need a pre-approval that's up to date, current, and I want to know who the lender is just to make sure it's going to close. So really think about that. Even if you have a current pre-approval, you might want to talk to a couple of their loan officers and lenders and decide and be ready to go and have your documents in when you find that home. So again, how can people reach out to you guys?
Well, obviously on our website, we have everything there, goldenoaklending.com. They can call us at 314-567-GOLD, or they can come in. We're in the Gold Tower at Westport. We have walk-ins every week that come in and just say, hey, I'd like to set an appointment with somebody right here.
You should check it out. Pick up a copy of the Tracy Ellis magazine. All of their information is in there as well. You can always go to tracyellis.com. Call me direct at 636-299-3702 or email me at tracy@tracyellis.com or Rick at?
Reach me at 636-699-2197 or email me at rick@tracyellis.com.
We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. We are joined by Sandy Miller from Fox 2 News with your special guest today, one of our favorites.
Absolutely, Mark from Edwards Carpet. Mark, thanks for coming back today. We appreciate it.
Always great to be here.
So I have to tell you, though, before we get started on Edwards Carpet, I highlighted a little business last week out at Lake St. Louis in the Meadows, and it's this cute barbershop for men. They serve like a nice cocktail while you're waiting for your trim, but they do beard trims. I'm just saying, beard trims. Like, just in case you want to check out.
Today,
this is a guy who has a house full of boys, too, whenever they all get back home. So it's like just letting you know that there's a nice little cool barbershop out there that the
right near us.
That,
yeah, check it out.
The guys have to check out in your house. I'm getting my guys to go there, too. But yeah, let's talk carpet. It's getting to be that time of year in the spring. I feel like that everybody with their spring cleaning, they also want to spruce things up.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the time of the year to get it done so that you can spend your warm summer months doing other things. During March, we always run a madness sale. We've got great deals on all types of carpet, some for less than $3 a foot installed with everything. We've got a really nice Mohawk piece at $349 a foot. And again, you'll hear in the commercials that you hear out there that now hard surface is 50% of our business. We sell all types of waterproof flooring, engineered and solid hardwood. I mean, we do it all.
You know what? And I see out there, and Rick and Tracy, you guys are, you know, in the business, in the industry, so I'm acting like I know what I'm talking about here when I really don't. But the engineered flooring that I see now, or the man-made flooring, is amazing, and you can barely tell the difference, yet it wears so much better with kids and pets.
Well, again, I'll jump into that conversation because I just got another call. I in this area, people seem to think that solid wood is a better situation, and with the people wanting the wider planks, that 5-inch wide stuff, unless you're willing to control the humidity in your house to a certain degree and so forth, these people put it down, it looks great, and then as the moisture levels rise, the floors start to cup, and they think, geez, that my floor looks like an accordion. And when the humidity drops down, of course, they do tend to flatten, but you get away from that altogether. With engineered products, they're stable products. They're not going to expand and contract like that. You can put 5, 6, 7-inch wide wood down and not have to worry that there's going to be things like that going on with your floor.
And I've found from past experience, it's not necessarily the humidity in your house. I mean, St. Charles County, there's other surrounding areas that have that clay soil, and it expands and it contracts, and your house moves. So if you've got some of those little cracks in your basement or your foundation, you know what I'm talking about, because you get that movement, and there's nothing you can do about it, especially with that wide plank stuff. There's not a lot of give there.
Right.
But there's some beautiful stuff out there that is man-made now. One of the other things I wanted to talk about is, I guess, the names of the companies or the brands as far as luxury. Because people, you know, when you go in sometimes, this is a big investment. And it's like, you know what, I don't want to do this again for 10, 20 years. Right. So if I'm looking for that quality, that stuff that's going to last me for a long time, what companies am I looking for that you guys have?
That's a really interesting question, because years ago, there were certain brands that were held to that higher standard. And I'll just give you an example, Karastan. Everybody identifies that as being top of the line, the best that was out there, and it used to be that way. But as things go and Mohawk bought the Karastan name, now they can do whatever they want with that Karastan name. And now you can buy Karastan carpet for $3 and $4 a foot, and it's not any better than the $3 or $4 a foot that you're buying in the regular Mohawk mm-hmm. lines. Mm-hmm. So they've taken a brand, purchased it, and then use it to their own benefit. Years ago, Monsanto made fiber. Monsanto wear-dated nylon. It was huge.
Right.
And again, a company buys the wear-dated name, and they can put it on polyester. They can put it on whatever they want to put it on. So, you know, honestly, Mohawk is number one in the world right now. Shaw's number two, and they make low-end products. They make the best products out there. So to just ask me right off the bat, which brand would you go to, I would say it's more important to have knowledge about each individual product and how it's manufactured and the specs on it, and do your judgment by how it's produced rather than by the name that's on it.
Well, and that's kind of what I was asking about, because, you know, people do get caught up on these brand names, and and you make a really good point. And my point would be then, it's so, so important to be able to have a company locally owned too, I might add, that you can walk into and talk to your guys who have been doing this for years and years. You don't have a lot of turnover. You've been in business forever. But ask the questions. Let your sales reps know how the floor is going to be used. Is it a high traffic area? Do you have kids? Do you have children? You know, all of that stuff, what room you're looking for, because there's, you know, there's a big difference between bathroom flooring and bedroom flooring. So it's just great to be able to go in and say, hey, here's what I'm looking for. And then your guys can direct us, guys and gals can direct us to the to what we really need.
Absolutely. And the questions you just ask are questions that, that they're going to hear from our people in the first 5 minutes they're in the store. And just what you said, you want to fit the right product to the right person and what they needed to do. I mean, when your kids are grown and they're out of the house and there's two of you, you're just not getting the number of foot traffics you get when you got four kids running around in the house. And so absolutely you don't have to buy something that's got to hold up to the heaviest of traffic. Pets, there's all types of products now that are geared toward making life easier with your pets. Waterproof backed carpets and treated carpets that you'll be able to clean and still withstand your pets. And those things just didn't exist, you know, several years ago.
Right.
So absolutely.
The technology is amazing now on flooring.
One thing I wanted to talk about that I'm seeing so much of lately that I would like to caution people against, these new construction homes, people are building and they're putting in this vinyl that is, I don't know, it's like one sheet, very thin vinyl, looks like wood flooring. But what I'm seeing is they're not in the home like 5 years. And the vinyl is coming up along the seams. It easily tears. And then they've got this brand new home that's less than 5 years old. They're wanting to put on the market, and we're talking about replacing flooring.
Absolutely. And sheet vinyls come a long way, too. But, again, you have to buy the upper echelon products. And when builders are building homes, they're looking at cost.
Right.
And when you just look at a floor that's brand new, you can't tell the difference between a high-quality floor and a low-quality floor. But again, you're absolutely right. A builder-grade sheet vinyl is basically paper with a picture on it and very little finish on it.
It's happening all the time now. It's that simple. Yeah.
And it sells the home. It looks pretty when they get it, but sure, it's just not going to hold up.
Right.
No. Yep. I mean, we all know those seams don't last.
I know. Yeah, right. Exactly what you're talking about. Give us a little more detail about the March Madness sale.
Well, for the next few weeks, like I say, we've got all kinds of things on sale. There's some 20 different lines that we've got priced under $4 installed. And again, as I always tell you, that includes the carpet, the pad, the installation, the removal of your old carpet, and we haul all that away for you, and we move your furniture. So at those kind of prices, it pays to get it done. Do it now before the prices get higher.
And with spring coming, what a great time. Kind of have that fresh, you know, new flooring. Yeah, exactly. Fresh, yeah. Clean, new flooring.
If you happen to get a tax return, that'd be a good investment to put back into your house, new floors.
Well, our tax sale comes in April.
There you go. So we'll have another sale. Well, and that's such a good point, too, when you talk about making an investment to your home, because that's money that you will get back. That's mm-hmm. building that equity. So if you're ever going to sell, you know, floorings, kitchens, baths, that sort of thing is a good return on your money.
Yeah. Turning it back to you guys, Tracy, we are seeing, it seems like, more action in the seller's market. We're taking a whole lot of phone calls of people telling us, hey, we're getting ready to put our house on the market.
Right.
You know, I don't want to spend too much, but I don't want to buy the cheapest out there.
Yeah,
what can I buy to make my house look pretty and sell it? We're seeing a lot of that going on now. So I'm only guessing that you've seen an uptick maybe in the actual number of houses selling.
It's swamped right now, but I would just caution against that thin vinyl flooring because, you know, we're seeing it a lot and it's tearing very easily. So I think that the engineered wood flooring and carpeting is still the way to go. Or, Mark, you have some great products at Edwards with a thicker vinyl
Absolutely.
Flooring.
The Alterna-type tiles that you put down, and they actually get grouted just like ceramic tiles.
Yeah.
But, again, you know, they're eighth of an inch thick. They're heavy-duty product compared to the sheet vinyl that you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's two different worlds of flooring.
You can always do what I did, just trade in your 200-pound sons, kick them out of the house, and get, you know, seven-pound miniature schnauzers instead.
That always works better.
My floor looks so much better.
Yeah, sometimes it's easier to take care of the pets than it is the kids, that's for sure.
I don't know. Come check out my dog with the thunder lately. He's, like, creeping in our bedroom every night, and you're about to kill yourself just to get out of bed. He's terrified of the storms.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we do have storms this week coming. This weekend's supposed to be pretty decent for St. Patrick's Day. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
That's right.
But yeah, my little ones are a little bit afraid of that too. So
yeah.
Storms last weekend were crazy though. Yeah. We got a lot of rain in a very short period of time.
That's fun time of year. And that's why flooring's so important too, because especially when you have pets that you can easily clean up, because our dog is just tracking mud constantly through the home.
Yes.
Trying to wipe a 100-pound German Shepherd's paws is not fun if you've tried that. It takes Rick and I both. He, like, holds the body. I grab the paw.
Why
it's like wiping a bear's feet.
A whole
carpeting
effort. Right. Yeah. Mark, remind everybody of your locations, because you really are easy to find.
We're pretty much all over St. Louis and St. Charles. We've got a store in St. Charles between 94 and Zumbel on the Outer Road. We've got a store in South County in Marshall's Plaza. We've got two on Manchester Road, one in Ellisville and one in De Pere, and a store in Creve Coeur, just 3 miles north of Highway 40 on Lindbergh.
All right, and the March Madness sale is on now, and it goes through?
Another 2 weeks.
Okay. Now's the time.
It is the time, and I can't stress enough, if you're a real estate agent listening, looking for a terrific company to go to for flooring, Mark has taken great care of our clients. I mean, we've had homes in a pinch, so I'm like, I need this on the market, like yesterday, that you've gotten in there and knocked it out and had it ready to go in less than 10 days. And don't listen if you're a seller thinking if you go to some of these larger chains, they tell you, oh, we can have it done in this time. It never works out.
Don't fall for it.
They always say, oh, no, it's going to be another week. The carpet's not in yet. It never pans out. I like to go local. You can go to them and give them your peace of mind if it's not working how you had planned.
We literally deliver 99% of our jobs on time.
Oh, you guys
are great. That's amazing. Well, yeah. And the other thing that I like is that it's one representative to do everything. If you go to some of those big box stores, you buy your product, but then you subcontract out someone to install.
Right. Exactly.
And they don't necessarily have control over that installation or the installers, and then you have trouble getting back to them. You're like, but I bought my carpet from you. I'm not happy, and they don't have anything to do with it. So you can just avoid all of that.
We handle
by getting to Edwards Carpet.
Well, you guys do a great job at Edwards Carpet.
Thanks,
we're glad to work with you. We'll be back in a moment. The Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. You know, Rick, one of the things we talk about so often is the importance of how your home shows when it's on the market.
It's absolutely critical. Like we always say, you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So that first impression is everything.
Yeah. Well, we are joined today with one of our great clients, Josh. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here. You know, I know people listen to the show and think that we're just saying that when we talk about the importance of how you have your home set up to show, but Josh and his family are just case in point. So I wanted to have him on today because I think so many times people, when realtors go out and look at their home, they are a rare
extremely rare.
Extremely rare, but what's the word? It just slipped my mind.
I'm not even sure what you're saying, Tracy.
You know, I forgot the word. I'm trying to fill in the blank here, but they're very rare in the fact that normally when we go, there's a checklist a mile long.
Yes.
And we're like, you need to do this, you need to do that. Their house was basically perfect.
Right.
I mean, if I could have 1,000 of those, like, life would be just so sweet.
We'd be very busy.
But let me explain. First, your wife has a real estate background as well. She's in the new construction industry.
That's right.
So she sees a lot in new construction and I'm sure deals with a lot of home staging companies that come in to set up those new construction homes.
Absolutely.
So she knows the latest trends. She knows what's popular. And Josh is the perfect client as well because he's handy and very good with building things. And he's built some unique pieces of furniture in their home that people just loved, like a coffee bar with a built-in fridge, just very neat items. But the bottom line is it made such a huge difference. I know people think that we just say that to have them spend more money on staging, but I'm telling you, you make so much more money if your house shows well. So case in point, their neighborhood, for example, and we're not going to talk about any specifics until after closing, just
very
obviously
subdivision,
to look
though.
Out for their best interest. Right. But the comps in the neighborhood, you know, probably most of the homes were selling for $30,000 to $50,000 below the price point of where theirs was listed. But he had so much interest, Josh. We met you on a Friday.
Yeah, 10:30 a.m. on Friday.
Yeah, we were a little late that day from a closing. But yeah, met you Friday at in the morning.
Yeah, that whole process was incredible. You know, we met at 10:30 a.m. on a Friday. We knew that we hoped we had the house ready to go on the market. You know, we had kind of done a little bit of research, and my wife obviously helped, but we made sure we had the house what we thought was ready to go on the market, expecting that we'd probably still get some feedback. But we were, I guess, collectively happy enough to put it on the market at that point. So it was on the market in the afternoon on Friday, but without showings until, you know, a few days later. And really, it went from there very quickly.
Yeah. I remember when we sat down with you and Crystal, and you were said, "How quickly can we make this happen?" I'm like, "Oh, we can have it on
so
this
we can
afternoon."
Do it today. Yeah.
And I think you had two other interviews after us that day. And when we left that day, I hadn't even gotten out to my truck, and I told her, "If we don't get this listing, I'm going to be so upset because this is such a great house." And within 30 minutes, you called and said you were going to go ahead and choose us and canceled your other appointments. And we were so grateful. But we didn't start showings until Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say it was incredible. You know, out of, I think you had 5-6 showings and every single one submitted an offer except one. And that was just because they didn't want to compete with the other offers. So I can't wait to announce after closing what it sold for. But the point is, it's all about in your home, how your home shows. And I know you and your wife already went through like a big process of getting the house ready prior to us even meeting you.
Right. Yeah, we did. You know, we did. We started with kind of the bare maintenance things that you do, just making sure. And we maintained the house very well as it was. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we went through kind of that checklist and finished all of those items and then went through the cosmetic things, you know, touching up paint. We have children, so that's a constant struggle with touch up paint. But we had it really ready to go. So we would kind of walk through it as a third party would, kind of touring it as you would a display home, and we would point things out even to ourselves, because you go through a room 2 or 3 times, you notice things,
right?
You know, that have changed even in a week. So you gotta take care of all that. But we did all that and tried to do the best we could, and it really worked out for us.
And I'll tell you, the colors that you guys chose for the paint on your walls was all the latest, you know, preferred colors. The light fixtures were absolutely incredible. Light fixtures anybody would want in their home. And when you say, you know, kind of like a display home, that's the way your home showed. It really home showed better than a display home in many cases, I think.
I think so too. And the point is, you don't have to spend a fortune to make it happen. Your wife had mentioned some of the light fixtures, you know, oh, I got that on sale at Home Depot or Lowe's. And, you know, but it's the point of it needs to be current, trendy, and the right color scheme. And you guys just pieced it all together so beautifully. But the point is, I could pick out, and you know, because we looked at comps, you know, 3 other exact homes that were on the market for a lot longer days on the market that will probably be $30,000 to $50,000 below you, that had they just maybe worked with a stager, maybe, you know, got some professional advice, had some furniture maybe replaced with a staging company or changed out some light fixtures, could have got them a lot more money by spending just a little. So I think people struggle with that concept of, I'm leaving, I don't want to fix this up, but you're going to get back so much more if you do those little things.
Yeah, and one thing, and I think we talked about this a little bit, was it's not, sometimes you don't have to spend any. Sometimes you have to take things away. You know, we went through and kind of decluttered and make sure that everything we left in the house had a purpose and it went with each other. There was a theme, the entire house matched. There wasn't a lot of excess laying around. We tried to make it as clean as possible just from a clutter standpoint as well.
Yeah, that's absolutely key. We talk about that a lot on the show. A lot of times you do have to look around your house and say, if I haven't used this in a week or two, do I need it? You know, if it's on the floor and I don't use it every day, it's taking up critical space on the floor. It makes the house look larger when you don't have it all cluttered up.
Yeah, although you have a couple of children, you when you go through the home, it's, you know, just set up perfectly. Like, you can tell what's out is the things they have to have. And that's what Rick and I always tell our clients when we're doing that walkthrough is, if you're not using it every day, it really shouldn't be out, and especially if it's sitting on the floor. Floor is square footage, so you want that as open and as available as possible. And so many times people have pots and, you know, just extra little ottomans and different things just sitting on the ground, or coat hanging racks. And I'm like, you don't have to have
extra
that now.
Chairs,
just
yeah.
Take it out, all these extra chairs, you know, just simplify. Some people think they need to have so many more added pieces to make it look, you know, so professionally staged, but it's not about that. It's just having little and simple. And I said, when we did our home, you know, the entire garage was filled with boxes,
right?
Because I love stuff. So I have a lot of stuff, but we put it all in the garage when we sold our home and got it out of our house.
Well, and decluttering too, it helps you when you do move because it's already packed up. So
that's
that worked
exactly
out.
Right.
And we should add, you know, I said you and your wife, your life's been a little whirlwind in such a quick time. You know, we, as I said, met you last Friday, had the first showings on Sunday. Of course, we could have started showing Saturday, but I said, you know, your house is going to be gone quickly. Why make you guys go in and out with appointments? Let's just start it Sunday. You guys go do something for the day. It'll be probably gone on Sunday, and it was. And by Tuesday, you already were under contract on your next home.
Right. Yeah, that was it was incredible. I mean, it was a lot faster than we expected. But the whole thing was seamless. You know, myself, I'm a numbers guy, and I like things to be very regimented and easy to manage. But you guys made that easy because for me, it was very transparent. It was efficient, but there was a strategic side to selling and buying that you helped navigate. And it made me at ease because, to be honest, buying and selling two houses in 5 days effectively,
right.
That just, if you just say it that way, it sounds very stressful. And
it
really
be.
Wasn't, you know.
Right.
I mean,
it hasn't was, been.
Hasn't
we're
been.
We're still working
yeah.
on inspections on everything, but
sure.
It will go smoothly because your house is great.
You know, even getting to the contract, though, I mean, you're trying to figure out the selling of your house, and then you're looking at, in our case, kind of two slightly different markets.
Right.
And you're trying to navigate two different strategies on buying and selling. I mean, there's a lot going on in the background, which thankfully, myself and Crystal, we didn't have to deal with as much of that as you guys did, but that took a lot off our plate.
Yeah, and I think that was key. You know, the efficiency at which all that happened, I think, allowed us to move fast. Everybody did their part, and including you guys, and it just turned out to be literally the perfect situation. And here we are; we're set up to where you got closing on both your houses on the same day, right, one after another. So at this point, so that's a good thing.
They were the perfect client. You
Absolutely.
Know, what do you need from us? What can we do? Send them a document signed, you know, completing their seller's disclosure and getting it over to us right away. That's something that for anyone listening that has their home on the market, that's a big frustration
right.
as an agent to be requesting documents for days on end because, you know, when people want to buy your home, they want to see a seller's disclosure. They don't want to be begging for it for a week. So if your agent's asking you to complete documents, you know, please try to get them over in a timely fashion because they're not asking you just to bother you. They're asking you because they're trying to do their job to help you get your property sold.
Yeah, and you never know what document's going to be that that yes answer for a prospective buyer. You know, maybe they were looking for that seller's disclosure. Maybe they were looking for a particular thing, and it had that in there. That could have closed the deal or not closed the deal. So you could lose the deal over not having a seller's disclosure, you know, available for a buyer when they need it. They'll move on to the next house.
Yeah, and that actually was very true for us. So I talk about myself being a numbers guy. And more fact-driven. You know, my wife is more emotional. She sees the houses more of a...
It's a woman thing.
Right. Well, yeah, but I mean, she sees it as something completely different than me. I see it as a transaction and an investment and dollar signs, to be honest. But but when I, you know, when she's looking at a house, she goes straight to the pictures. I go straight to the seller's disclosure. And we did that in the case of the houses we were looking at because I want to make sure it's structurally sound and it's good bones and we're not going to have problems down the road.
Right.
And then she does the decorating and we're all happy. But the seller's disclosure was the top document that I ever looked at before
it's critical. You know, everybody should have those online and available for people to review. And if you don't, you're simply doing yourself a disservice. So make sure you get those documents completed. The other thing I know we advised you on was to make sure, because we knew a pool was important to you, that the next home you purchase, really try to look at a survey before you write on the property, if at all possible, just to make sure if that's something you want to do later, you can. So those documents are really key, and working with your agent, which you've been wonderful. If I had 1,000 more clients like you every year, my life would be a dream.
Stress-free.
I say, though, all the time, we do have the best clients. We've very lucky. We have great clients and that want to get their property sold. That's the goal.
That's the whole reason why they call us.
Well, we're excited for you and your family. The next week we'll be busy with inspections.
Very busy. Hopefully uneventful, but we're looking forward to it.
It will be uneventful. Right. So we'll have your back throughout the process. But thank you so much for taking the time to come in today and be on the show. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
We'll have to drag Crystal in after it closes when she gets a little bit more comfortable with it.
There you go.
We'll be back in a moment with the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. We want to talk to you about some of our amazing new listings. We've had a lot of listings come on. We actually had one come on last week and we never even got to talk about because it went under contract so fast.
That's
that was 314 Country Orchard Drive in Lake St. Louis. That's a beautiful home at $399, but unfortunately already not available. Rick, what do you have?
I have 246 Lone Pine, and this one's not going to be available long. It's 246 Lone Pine Drive in Wentzville. It's listed at $284,900. This is a three-bedroom, three-bath home, 2,232 square feet. Two-car garage and beautiful backyard, backs to trees. So this home is just 4 years old. It's a one-and-a-half-story home located in a popular Timber Trace subdivision. The floor plan offers soaring two-story great room with an open iron-spindled staircase. Terrific floor plan. Beautiful home. It's got an office and upstairs a playroom. The loft could easily be converted to a fourth bedroom. The foyer has high ceilings and is open to a study or formal dining room. Master suite has a large walk-in closet, luxury master bath, double sinks, etc. Look at this house very, very quickly. 246 Lone Pine, listed at $284,900.
And Nikki Thompson, our newest agent on the Rick and Tracy Ellis team, is going to be holding open this new listing this Sunday. This will be the first showings, and it's 1043 Johanna Drive in Baldwin. This is a great property listed at $289,900, located in the Parkway South School District. Well-kept home, incredible park-like fenced backyard. This is in a popular location right there in Pine Ridge Acres. This neighborhood is centrally located. This lot is one of the best lots in the neighborhood, and it shows like it's out of a little Pottery Barn-style magazine. So the great room and kitchen are open concept, beautiful wood floors throughout the main level, carrying into the upstairs as well. All of the bathrooms have been remodeled. They have granite countertops. The kitchen has custom cabinetry and that beautiful French vanilla look. The lower level is completely finished. And again, the yard is fenced, two-car garage, prime location. Roof is only a year old and shows incredible, like a display. $289,900. That's 1043 Johanna Drive in Baldwin. Open Sunday 1 to 3 for first showing, so stop by.
Nikki, do you have...
I do. I have a great condo coming available in Creve Coeur. The address is 70 Willowick Court. It's listed at $189,000. It's two bedrooms, two full baths, a half bath, 1,600 total square feet living area, and a two-car garage. It's got a finished basement. It backs to the woods. You can walk to the new library. It's a great location and a great little area.
That also sounds like a great condo.
It does. We've got really nice one here, too. This one's 304 Shadowbrook Drive, and this is in Labadie. It's in the Washington School District. This is a beautiful one-story ranch. It sits on 3 acres. There is a walkout lower level. It has a really nice deck on the back of the house. Also has an additional garage, which is 24 by 28, detached, with 9 by 16 door and a separate driveway to that garage. So for the do-it-yourselfer or the car collector, this would be a perfect house for that. The formal dining room has hardwood floorings, coffered ceilings with special millwork. Kitchen has 42-inch oak cabinetry, nice-sized pantry, gas range. This home has it all. You must see this house. It's 304 Shadowbrook Drive in Labadie. Sits on 3 acres, 15 years old, and this one should go fast. It's listed at $299,900.
I know. Our phones are blowing up on that
one. It's a great price.
One.
I know.
Yeah.
That one's going to go quick.
1103 Highland Point Drive just had a $100,000 price reduction to $2,650,000. This is the home on the cover of this issue of the Tracy Ellis magazine. At 1103 Highland Point Town and Country, you'll find almost 10,000 finished square feet. This is one of the most amazing homes I think I've ever been in. There is 10-foot Honduran mahogany wood doors as you enter the home, Venetian chandeliers, 7 fireplaces, a second steam room in the lower level, several laundry rooms, a 4-car garage, a walkout finished lower level. The kitchen was just made over by Nettie White, and it is amazing. It sits on 1 1/4-acre lot, and that is a gorgeous home with incredible construction at $2,650,000.
That is a dream home. We also have 12765 Zachary's Ridge, and this is in Sunset Hills, Lindbergh School District. And this is a beautiful home with custom floor plan, 2 master suites on the main level for a total of 7 bedrooms, 5.5 baths, freshly painted and refinished hardwood floors throughout the house. The home is move-in ready, beautiful condition. You'll love the level-fenced yard backing to trees with a huge in-ground swimming pool and plenty of room for the kids to play in the yard. So the home sits on a little over an acre. It's 1.06 acres. It's a 3-car side entry garage, beautiful brick and stone elevation, and very private setting in the backyard. Spend your summertime out at the pool, and that's 12765 Zachary's Ridge, and it's listed at $1,099,999.
Nikki, you have one?
I do. I have a great listing in St. Charles. It's 1876 Spring Mill Creek. It's listed at $925,000. It's an executive home in a gated community. It's over 7,000 square feet of living space. It's 1.5 stories with a 3-car side entry garage, 6 bedrooms, 4.5 baths, 3 fireplaces, and a finished lower level with a walkout on over a 1/2 acre. It's got a 2-story hardwood entry foyer that opens up to a great room lit by a wall of windows and warmed by a marble surround gas fireplace.
That's a great one, as well as 150 Homestead Ridge in Defiance. This is a great buy. You can have it two ways. This is listed at $1,199,000 with a beautiful home, 4 bedrooms, 6 baths with 30 acres, a 2-acre lake, a stable, and a pasture with gorgeous views. And the house is incredible on the inside. Hardwood floors on both levels. The lower level is completely finished. But there's also a second option of having 39 acres with a guest house. And that guest house is so cute.
It's incredible.
It's such a cute little log style home, a beautiful spiral staircase going up to the open loft bedroom upstairs, a little kitchen. They actually have done very well renting that out in an Airbnb. So this is a stunning property in Defiance. You have to check this out. Again, that's 150 Homestead Ridge in Defiance. Beautiful property and a great price.
I love that house. We have 2582 Sunrise Drive, and talk about incredible views. This one has it all. This home is listed at $1,299,999. It's in the Rockwood School District. It's 5 bedrooms, 7 baths. There is a circle driveway, and it's a gorgeous brick and stone elevation on the front. To the right of the property is a beautiful fenced pasture consisting of about 2 acres. So all told, it's 4.4 acres. You can buy this beautiful custom-built home on 4.4 acres. Has a beautiful five-stall barn in the back of the home, as well as an in-ground swimming pool. So this barn has all the amenities necessary: washroom, loft, tack room, heating and air conditioning, you name it. The home has 2 master suites on the main level, so it's great for in-laws' quarters. Another bedroom suite upstairs. The home has 3 lower-level walkouts, 3 staircases, 3 laundry rooms, 3 fireplaces. Come see this house. It's 2582 Sunrise Drive in Eureka for $1,299,999.
That's beautiful. Pat held that open last weekend. It was pretty busy.
Yeah.
And I want to remind everyone, too, that new listing on Lone Pine in Wentzville will also be open Sunday 1 to 3. Pat Daffron will be there, as and that is first showings on that property. 951 Norrington Way in Fenton is listed for $1,800,000. This is a stunning custom home, prestigious gated community on 3 private acres, approximately 9,500 finished square feet, a 4-car garage, Belgard pavers. The landscaping was professionally designed. There's beautiful lighting, hardwood floors throughout the main floor laundry with a French steam shower in that master. You're going to love the kitchen. It's a gourmet-style kitchen with custom cabinetry, a butler's pantry, a Sub-Zero 6-burner gas cooktop. There's detailed ironwork throughout this property. 20-foot ceilings in the great room, and the great room's one that I've never seen anything like it before. It's designed beautifully, and there's an abundance of windows throughout that home. So you have to check it out. Again, 951 Norrington Way, gated community in Fenton, and that's an amazing property at 1.8.
We have a nice opportunity here, 12824 Ledoux Road, and this is listed at $650,000. Great price for a house off Ledoux Road. It sits on 1 acre. This home is backs to trees. Very, very private setting. There is a beautiful in-ground pool, and again, the prime location. There's a 2-story home and with a 2-story foyer, a stately study, custom millwork, and double crown moldings throughout the house. This is a beautiful house in a great location. Come check it out. That's 12824 Ledoux Road, listed at only $650,000.
Nikki, you have one?
I do. I have a great listing at 42 Windcastle Place in St. Charles. It's listed at $1.2 million, and it's got 4 bedrooms and 7 bathrooms, 4 full baths and 3 half baths. From the moment you walk through the doors, and then you'll see the wood trim and the gorgeous full brick sprawling 1.5 stories. It's built. The builder built his own personal home, and the second owner was also a builder. So you can imagine that the custom work, it's beautiful. The lower level has an amazing workshop and enclosed storage for yard equipment, 3 lower-level walkouts, and you'll also love the 4-car garage. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful house, all brick, located in Windcastle right there in St. Charles. You know, another terrific property is this incredible equestrian property on Clearview in Union, Missouri. If you are looking for great income potential, and if you're an investor or builder, this is it. This property is amazing because it was a premier Arabian horse boarding facility, and it has beautiful, unique pine tongue and groove in this barn house. It's on 30 acres, and a boarding facility features 3 barns, an indoor arena, 9 lush pastures. Each are 3 to 5 acres fenced and cross-fenced with 3-rail wood fencing. There are actually 8 pastures that have dry lots with electric fencing. 2 have run-in sheds. There's a 75 by 100 lighted indoor arena, 110 by 210 controlled viewing lounge with a kitchenette and full bath, also in that barn house. There are large tack and feed rooms. And on top of that, there are 2 homes on the property, each with almost 1 acre of land. That are great rental income potential. I think it would be a great opportunity for a builder to go in and develop some of the neighborhood in the back and have an equestrian style neighborhood. That is listed for $999,000 with the 2 residential properties, or you can purchase the horse property alone with 30 acres for $675. And they even have an additional 6 lots listed for $199.9 right across from the elementary school. Again, we have many gorgeous homes. If you just go to TracyEllis.com or the Rick and Tracy Ellis .com website. You can search for properties there as well. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, we would love to come out and talk to you. You can call us or any agent on our team by, again, visiting TracyEllis.com. You can call me direct at 636-299-3702 or Rick at
636-699-2197 or email me at Rick@TracyEllis.com.
Or Nikki
at 314-707-0731 or email me at Nikki@TracyEllis.com.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. We hope you have a great weekend.
Get out and buy some houses.